Hey, it's day two. And let me tell you what an accomplishment this is. Because on diets, you have to follow the diet for 5 days, 8 days, 10 days until you basically pop a cork. On this program, a day is an accomplishment. And on day two, all I want you to do is remember what you did on day one. You added a meal, so you'll add another meal today. Plus, all I want you to do is one, maybe two, muscle-building exercises, and that's it. However, I want to share what I think might be the most important component of this entire program, and it's about reducing high-risk situations. Let me give you some examples. If someone you knew was an alcoholic, what would be a high-risk situation to them? Liquor store, nightclub, partying with their friends. Right. Now, someone that loves food, someone that has a real issue with losing weight, what do you think high risk is to them? You think it's food. You think it's the buffet, the smorgasbord, the fast food restaurant. It's just the opposite. Food isn't the problem. Allowing yourself to go hungry is the problem, and not having food available. So on this program, on day two, the key is to understand that I'm never going to allow myself to go hungry because I'm never going to be without food. When I leave my house, I always have at least a meal replacement bar, maybe a protein drink, maybe some snacks, maybe a sandwich. I make sure that I prepare enough food. Now, all I'm asking you is stay one meal ahead. So if you're making a meal for yourself, make two. It saves time, it saves money, it saves energy, plus you'll always have a healthy muscle-building meal available, and you'll never go hungry again. So the key principle is that you should always have food everywhere you go. For example, at your office, I'll bet there's a refrigerator. I'll bet you have a desk drawer. I'll bet you have a pocketbook or a briefcase. So what I want you to do is just simply put, is try to reduce high-risk situations by having food available for when you need to eat. So you're doing day two. This is so great. And don't ever forget, don't eat food you don't like, and don't do exercises you don't care for. Just do day two, just as it says. Just add a meal and reduce high-risk situations, and don't allow yourself to ever not have food, and do a couple of muscle-building exercises. And now, I want you to give yourself a little pat on the back, a little thumbs up, because you're doing great. And now, we'll just relax, and I can't wait to talk to you on day three. I'll see you there.